G'day legends, legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like and subscribe to get the latest episodes, to share the word, to get more people out there changing their lives for the better. Now for today's episode, I don't really have a run sheet. I've got to go more off the cuff here because it's all got to do with a more personal experience. So last weekend, I took a week off. If you're a regular listener, you'd know that I didn't post a podcast last week. That's because I was taking a little bit of time off. That is because I actually dislocated my shoulder at my jiu-jitsu competition on the previous Sunday. Now, how it happened was a pure accident. I was wrestling with a guy. We're in the match, fighting for the gold medal. And I was taking him down and our arms got tangled a little bit, and as we kind of hit the ground, my shoulder popped out. Now, this isn't the first time I've popped my shoulder out. I've actually popped out my shoulders 5 different times. It was previously 2 on my right and then 3 on my left, where now it's both even 3 and 3 on either side. So it could be the universe's way of just trying to balance me out. But the last time I did my shoulder was actually over 10 years ago. And after I dislocated my shoulders that last time, I actually got a shoulder reconstruction on both sides, a shoulder surgery, to make sure that we can repair the capsule, tie up all the ligaments and reattach the bicep and things like that. So it's a pretty big deal. It usually takes about 6 months to work through. So as you can imagine, it's brought up a lot of different emotions around my jiu-jitsu and also my recovery. Because I do remember the last time I was hurting my shoulders was more when I was playing rugby union. And every time I did it, I was in a fair bit of disappointment. I get quite angry, I get quite frustrated, and I would really be quite disappointed that I wasn't able to play rugby. And now 10 years later, I've done it again. And so what am I learning along the way? Well, the reason I wanted to give maybe a week in between since when I first did it is I wanted to kind of let the emotions process before I started talking about what I was going through. And so for a lot of you, this, you don't have to have an injury to feel the same emotions. You could honestly have something happen to you that could be from work, it could be from family, it could be from friends, it could be you hurting yourself in an injury as well. But most of all, it's more related to we're dealing a loss or a small trauma or something like that. Because at the end of the day, my shoulder it's a traumatic event, technically, because it went out, the significant pain, took about 45 minutes of severe pain to get it back in, and then here we are. But the main reason I wanted to bring it up is that when things like this happen, it's really important we don't just look for the negative side of it. But not just the negative side, but also thinking about all the things we're going to be missing out on, all the troubles that we're going to have, all the difficulties. Oh, no, I was really doing this really well and now I can't do it anymore. All those things. And for the first couple of days, it was really hard. It's really hard to go through these things. Like when you suffer a loss or you get injured or something like that. It's really hard because all your brain is telling you is that you should have done things differently. If only you did this. If only you did that. If only the other person was more responsible or thought out more what they're doing wasn't so silly. A lot of time your brain just wants to take things externally and not so much look at things internally. We kind of look for the situation, to blame the situation or blame someone else as opposed to just solely taking responsibility for the matter. And I'm not saying there's things in life, there'll be times in life where, there is someone else to probably blame, but at the end of the day, you have to blame them and then for a half, take your second, take your moment to blame them. That's fine. That's all good. That's a normal emotion. But then we need to move on, accept responsibility and keep moving forward. So I kept playing in my head as I'm trying to go to sleep about, maybe if I did this, maybe I did that, maybe if I wasn't so aggressive in the fight, maybe if I tried a different move or anything, or any of a million different things. Would that affect the way that the outcome would be? But at the end of the day, all I could come to is that now this is my situation. The situation isn't going to change. I can't go back in time. I can't revisit that exact moment and think, oh, you know, maybe if I pulled my arm out a little bit quicker, then that would have been okay. And I had to constantly reframe to say that when we do look at these instances where we want to go back in time and fix it, that's just our brain, our body, trying to protect us for the future experience. It's like that scene in The Lion King, how Rafiki hits a Simba, I believe it's Simba, in the head with a stick. And he says, Simba goes, "Oh, that hurts." He says, "Yes, it's painful. You can either run from it or you can move on and accept it." Same thing, same concept. Your brain is just trying to learn from experience, say, don't do that again. Don't put yourself in that situation again, because look what happened. And so that's when you say, oh, you know what? That's actually a good lesson. That's something I need to accept and move on with now that I have the experience. So for a lot of the week, as it's kind of got along and along, I figured out that it's all going to add to my story, right? A challenge is a challenge. I've been there before. I've done it before. I will do it again. I'll get through it. Of course, it's not going to be too easy, but at the other side of adversity is growth. And so every time I sit down during the day and I can't, you know, do as much work as I want to because I'm constantly like tired and in pain, I kept thinking about how this is going to benefit me in the long term and how these skills that I'm learning through this adversity are going to be the things which get me through the more difficult times and the things that I can use to help share to the world, like this podcast, to help someone else. Like, how amazing is it that one experience that I have could be the reason why 100 different people improve from their experience when they listen to this? Or even my clients individually, when I recount the story to them, and they go, oh, that's actually a really good point. You know, that conversation I had on the weekend, which really hurt me, actually isn't such a bad deal after all. Or that time I hurt myself, you know, it's going to be okay. It's actually not much of a setback. And so having these moments where I can share to other people, I think, like, what a blessing that is and how grateful I am to be able to do that. So for the two things I've really learned more so than any over this last 2 weeks was, one, to allow the emotions to come and go, to accept the emotions, to allow these emotions of feelings frustrated and angry and annoyed and you know, and just not like the most, and quite negative. Accept them and let them move forward, because you know what? They're going to come and go, and that's fine. You can't control all your emotions. You can only control the actions you take. And so I allow the emotions come and go and think that they understand that they're normal. And then I move on and take responsibility for my actions to move forward. And the other thing I learned was just to continue to reframe things, to see the positive in what I can do, to see how I can learn from this and grow from this, and not just allow myself to sit in this situation where I'm feeling quite negative, but allow this to create like a positive story in it. Because at the end of the day, no one's to blame this situation. The other guy was just a really nice bloke. We chatted before the match. He tried to chat me after the match, but I was in no way. But we ended up sending messages over Instagram and having a good little chat, which I really appreciated. And it wasn't up to me. I was just doing the thing which was going to help me get more points. And that's it. So there's no one to blame, but it's my responsibility to get better. No one else is going to do it for me. So I have to take responsibility to make sure I keep moving forward and allow things to take time. Be patient with it. But my responsibility to keep moving forward and keep reframing all these thoughts that pop into my head. So I wanted to share that with you today. I don't know how long it's going to be until I get back on the mats again. Probably a couple months from what it seems like. I'm going to have a couple of appointments to come ahead and work from there. But I'm just going to keep sharing my journey, and hopefully you can appreciate it too for the hardships and the things that happen in your life, because at the end of the day, you know, it's really, really important we share these things. And I want to show you that it's been emotional. I've had times I've broken down, had really vulnerable moments along the way, That's fine. That's just part of the process. These are how we process things, and we all have our own way of doing it. So whatever you have in your journey, I want you to make sure that you are allowing the emotions come and go, to keep reframing certain events, the challenges, make them seem a positive, and then taking responsibility for your own actions and the outcomes that happen to you, and then see where it takes you. At the end of the day, it's all a bunch of skills. Just practice, practice, and practice. You get better every time, and eventually you'll become the person that you've always wanted to be. Okay, that's all I've got time for today. Purposeful Parents, link in bio. We've gone up to $11 a month because we've had a great little influx of people coming through. So if you want to learn how to be a more purposeful parent, to create a resilient teenager and teen and tween, then make sure you jump on there. Learn everything you need to know about nutrition, exercise, mindfulness, the art of communication, and a few other things we'll be throwing up in the near future. So get on there, start learning, and have a lot of fun. Till next time.